Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Just 13 days to go until baby Boogie is due. Quite a few people have been saying to me, have you got names for the baby? And we have. We've got a couple of names, one for a boy, one for a girl. But someone said to me yesterday, are you going to do what the Beckhams did and name it after where it was conceived?
Well, Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, Brooklyn was.
Oh, yeah. Where would your Bubba Gump...
Well, it would be really boring. It would be our bedroom. Our bedroom Booglas. Although that day was, I think it was an anniversary, and I think we'd been to Harvey Nichols for lunch.
Harvey.
That's quite a cool name, isn't it, for a boy? Harvey. Yeah. Can I keep that one up there?
Or Nicholas.
Harvey Nicholas, yeah. Or Nicola. For a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? If you named your kids Arlene after where they were conceived...
Ford Cortina? I'm joking, it was a Mondeo. I don't remember. I think I must have been asleep at the time.
Hi, guys. Our 8-year-old son would be called Hilton Craig and Darek. From Anne in Pennycook.
Yeah.
I like that. What you got there, Arlene?
Carrie Walker. She's obviously had two children.
Yeah.
The first is Sorrento. Now, you see, that is a gorgeous
a cool name.
Name,
yeah.
Isn't it? The second is Dunfermline.
Oh, this is my daughter, Sorrento, Mrs. Dunfermline. You can almost hear the disappointment with her second kid. Oh, I love
know,
that.
I know, I know.
Gillian from Duddingston, what would you be called?
In Bath.
In a bath? Or in Bath?
No, in the place, Bath.
Okay. What a lovely place.
It's a beautiful place to
be
conceived.
Apparently the water, there's a myth about the waters of Bath are meant to help people conceive.
Okay.
So well, it worked for you then, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, not for me, for my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was conceived in a caravan just outside Leicester.
Nice.
Caravan's rocking, don't come
back. Yes, there is always that, Gillian, yeah.
Thank you,
have
bye.
A good day, bye-bye. There's a couple of people who've actually genuinely named their kid after where they were conceived. Liz says, my nephew is called Lomond. Mum and Dad had a night at the Cameron House.
Quite right.
I mean, call it Cameron, it's a little bit more subtle.
But no, I like Lomond, that's good.
And Carol says, we conceived our daughter in a place in America called Liberty Lake. Liberty Lake, USA, and her name is Libby.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I like
that.
See, this is great.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Brian says, hot tub.
Oh, no. No.
No, Brian, we're not having that. What you got?
I think I've got a winner here. My daughter... if we were to name her after where she was conceived, would have been called Porty Beach. I can't give you my name because Sandy listens to 4-1.
No!
Oh, finding that sand for months.